AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says his administration is starting a massive new push in response to the pandemic. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
He's essentially serving notice that the response is under new management.
We're in a national emergency. It's time we treat it like one.
The president signing 10 executive orders, including ones to boost vaccinations and mask wearing. They're now required when traveling, even as he orders new aggressive measures, comparing them to a wartime effort. The president warns there will be setbacks and the pandemic will get worse.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
But his message to a country waiting for action?
Help is on the way.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
One person who will be front and center, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was asked during a White House briefing if he is going to be a regular.
I think so.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says people across the country have to realize, even with the vaccines and other health steps, things won't be approaching normal until the fall.
I believe by the time we get to the fall, we will be approaching a degree of normality. It's not going to be perfectly normal, but one that I think will take a lot of pressure off the American public.
Both the House and Senate passed legislation granting a waiver to President Biden's defense secretary nominee.
Both houses of Congress have passed legislation that clears the way for retired General Lloyd Austin to become President Joe Biden's secretary of defense. Legislation was required to grant Austin a waiver from the ban on military members serving as defense secretary within 7 years of their retirement. Austin, who served in the Army 41 years, retired in 2016. He would be the first black secretary of defense. Republicans Senator John Cornyn said a confirmation vote on Austin will come Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. A federal judge in Seattle will not order Amazon to restore Parler. AP's Jackie Quinn reports the app went to court after Amazon pulled it down 10 days ago.
Parler, which is used by far-right groups, was taken down by Amazon earlier this month after posts that included plans to rape, torture, and kill political leaders and others. Amazon says this is a breach of their business agreement, but Parler is alleging a political motivation.
Seven Senate Democrats asked the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley to fully understand their role in the insurrection at the Capitol. The Democrats also questioning if Cruz and Hawley failed to put loyalty to the highest moral principles and to country above loyalty to persons, party, or government department. In a statement, Hawley accuses the Democrats of brazenly trying to silence dissent, and the action is a flagrant attempt to exact partisan revenge. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.